This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death and three others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The public prosecutor said in a statement the death sentences were for those who committed and directly participated in the murder. Those sent to prison were given sentences for their role in covering up this crime. The decision Monday came after largely secret proceedings that also cleared Saud al-Qahtani, the former top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, of being involved in Khashoggi's death. The Washington Post columnist and prominent critic of the Saudi government was slain and dismembered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October of 2018. Saudi Arabia initially denied the killing took place, insisting Khashoggi had walked out of the consulate. It later blamed rogue agents and has denied the Crown Prince had any knowledge of the operation. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone on July the 25th. The phone call is key to the abuse of power charge on which Mr. Trump has been impeached. Meanwhile, discussions continue about the upcoming impeachment trial of the president. At a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
No decisions are expected until early January. The U.S. military says one of its service members was killed in action in Afghanistan on Monday. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iraqis protested Monday in Baghdad and other parts of the country after politicians missed an overnight deadline for naming a new prime minister. Anti-government rallies have rocked the capital and the Shiite-majority south since October, with people protesting against corruption, poor services, and a lack of jobs. President Barham Saleh and parliament have missed several deadlines to appoint a new prime minister following Adel Abdul Mahdi's resignation last month. Mahdi and his government agreed to stay on in a caretaker role until a new prime minister is approved. 200 wildfires continued to burn across Australia amidst the devastation. One fire brigade captain, Brendan O'Connor, described it all as a war zone, but
it's amazing what we saved. To not lose any lives, I'm very thankful for, because when I look back at it, I'm amazed that no one was seriously injured or hurt.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison met with some of the people battling the fires.
The weather might help for a little while, but the weather will turn from friend to enemy very quickly in these fires, as we see, and the great planning work that's been done in these areas, and ensuring the crews and the aerial firefighting is in place to mitigate and prevent, and the strategizing that goes ahead and is then executed is extraordinary. So I want to thank everybody for the work they're doing there.
He also defended his climate change policy.
Well, what I know is that the need to take action on climate change hasn't changed. And you don't run government on sentiment. You run government on the facts, and you run government on what you need to do to protect our environment and its sustainability for the future, to protect our economy and the jobs and the livelihoods that Australians depend on.
The disaster has led to renewed criticism that Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Conservative government has not taken enough action on climate change. The British grocery chain Tesco has halted production at a factory in China after a British newspaper reported the factory used forced labor to produce charity Christmas cards for the supermarket. AP's Araya Shackley reports.
The Sunday Times raised questions about the factory's labor practices after a six-year-old girl in South London found a card in her box already had a message written inside. It read, "We are foreign prisoners in Shanghai Qingpu Prison, China, forced to work against our will. Please help us and notify human rights organization." The girl's father told the BBC they first thought the message was a prank, but then realized it was potentially serious. Tesco said it was shocked by the discovery and would never allow prison labor in its supply chain. Zara Shackley, London.
The Boeing Starliner mission didn't go the way it was planned, but the unmanned capsule did make it safely back to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.